Welcome to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If you're committed to growing your business by serving audiences with generosity and real expertise, you're in the right place. This is a daily 15-minute show featuring leaders who believe real impact comes from generosity, not hype, which means, as a listener, you're going to get the good stuff. In fact, we created podverified.com to give thoughtful leaders like you free tools to show up better on podcast stages like this one. That includes your free PodVerified score, free PodVerified guest training, a free media kit builder, and so much more. It's the first ecosystem of its kind built by podcasters who genuinely want to help guests thrive and grow in podcasting. Visit podverify.com if you'd like to be featured as a future guest. I'm Josh Elledge. Let's get into it. With us right now, it is Andrew Shulkin. Andrew, you are the founder of Andigo. You're found on the web at andigo.com. That's A-N-D-I-G-O. Andrew, it's great to have you.
Really great to be here, Josh. Thanks for having me.
Well, before we start talking about your superpowers, and we're definitely going to be talking about web design and marketing trends that are happening, because, you know, now we're in 2026 and there has been so much movement. We're going to get into that in just a second. One thing I love to talk about with leaders before we get into their superpowers are, you know, just the things that they're multi-passionate about, things that are not work-related that they're currently into. What have you been geeking out on, or what have you been into lately?
Well, let's see, I'm not sure it counts that there's any geeking out, really, but I'm a really avid bike rider. And this time of year in the Northeast, a lot of people hang up their bikes or they set them up in the garage and ride indoors. But I would rather stick myself in the eye with a fork than do that. So I've been gearing up with, you know, more warm weather gear to try and keep riding year round. And I've got about a 3.5 year streak going where I get out at least once a month, no matter how bad the weather. And usually more than that.
Yeah. Do you, so it's not, you're obviously not taking your road bike.
No, I bought a gravel bike kind of just for this, because it's pretty good. Even if there's some gravel on the side of the road, or, you know, the pavement's broken up because of the plows or whatever.
Yeah. Because you live in?
I live in New York, the Mid-Hudson Valley, the beautiful Mid-Hudson Valley.
Well, listen, to our friends who bike and have hung up their bike, if Andrew can bike in New York in the middle of the winter, you can find a way out there. Just stay safe. Just stay safe. Yes. And any other tips that you'd give for someone who's going to be biking in inclement weather, just from a safety standpoint? Because, you know, obviously as a biker, as a cyclist, you know, and I've told my boys this too, as they've been out cycling as well, as, you know, my rule of thumb is just assume that there's not a single car that sees you, and just always act accordingly. And that has proved me. I've dodged some near misses a few times where you just assume, nope, they do not see. Even if they look like they're seeing you, they don't see you.
Yeah. What I'd add to that is sort of builds on it. It's absolutely worth the money. I can't imagine riding without the very expensive taillight that I have that has radar built into it and beeps at me when a car is coming up behind me. It just gives you a little bit.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And, you know, they're not cheap, but I really can't imagine riding on the roads without one.
Oh, that's brilliant. You know, because I've got the little rear view mirror on there, but, you know, I don't always see it there. And I don't want to do that one where I've got it on the helmet. That's annoying.
No, I have the mirror as well, but so I can check and see what's coming. But that is a much more peace of mind. You know, if they're going to come get you, they're going to come get you. But at least you know, and maybe you can, if you've got room,
bail.
Get off. Yeah.
Yeah, right. That is brilliant. I've never heard of that. The rear tail light with the radar that beeps at you. Thank you so much. I hope that someone has listened to this, taken action, and maybe we've saved them from a near miss or something. So
That would be a lovely outcome from any podcast.
always love passing along good information. Andrew, speaking of good information, you have been in marketing for many years. I dare say many decades. And so would you mind sharing a little bit about Andigo, what you do, who you serve, and kind of the outcomes that you create?
Yeah, sure. So we are a digital marketing agency. We work with B2B firms, mostly in the $2 to $25 million range. We work with lots of folks in different industries, but concentrate most on mission-driven businesses. So B Corps, public benefit corps, folks like that. Anyone with a double bottom line kind of thing, and including some nonprofits, although that's certainly not a specialty of ours. And the outcomes that we're trying to help clients get range from gaining clarity about what parts of their marketing are working and aren't working, where they should be investing more because that's a strength and let's run with it, and where they should perhaps be investing less because they're just not getting the results, or perhaps making adjustments. So that's always the goal, is to try and help folks put systems and processes in place so that they can measure, figure out what's working, what's not, and double down.
Two-part question. Number one, what is it about mission-driven companies that you enjoy working with? And then part two, what would you say to a room of founders about leading with mission?
Let's see. I jokingly say, well, we work with mission-driven businesses because it's like cheating. Doing marketing for mission-driven businesses, there's a story baked right in why they're doing what they're doing and why they're serving multiple office audiences or have two different bottom lines. There's usually a great story, and for us, story is what drives marketing. It should drive your brand and positioning and everything else. I think the number one thing I would offer to founders in terms of a piece of advice is I'll call it alignment. If you're out there and your marketing is really strong and it really leans into your mission, you need to deliver on that. Honestly, that's true for just about anyone. If you're making promises, which is exactly what your marketing is doing, but you're not delivering on them, then you're not going to win repeat business for certain. You're not going to win champions. You're just going to have a much harder uphill climb to sort of keep that marketing machine rolling along.
How can you say that? How do you know this?
How do I know that? We've seen it in action. There are folks who really want to lean into it. It's all sorts of organizations, from B Corp to Conscious Capitalism to other more local efforts, are making it more popular, or giving it more exposure. So there are more people trying to do it, but they're not necessarily following through. Or they're making promises that don't have anything to do with mission. Just say, hey, here's what we can do for you. Here are the outcomes we're going to achieve. And then that's not what they get. And that fails all the time. And we sometimes have clients come to us who are looking to change their website or their social media or improve their messaging. And it's very hard to say, hey, that's not the problem here. All this is good. You just need to deliver on it, or we need to change it to what you can deliver on. So we've seen it out in the wild.
So, million dollar question. We're now into 2026. What is, and I dare say, and spoiler alert, we're actually recording this a little bit early. So it's so funny, that I'm asking this question about what lies ahead. But the simple fact, you could give an answer to that based on available technology, and in 30 days, like, well, the game just changed again because of, some of the things that we've been seeing in the back and forth between a lot of the, the big AI tech leaders, and just what they've been, just working so hard to best one another. While, overall, I'd say the consumers are winning. People who are avid users are winning. But if we were to try to make some predictions about marketing specifically, where would you say, again, to a room of mostly SMB founders, who care very much about connecting with their audience, what would you inspire them to kind of focus on this year?
Well, first, thanks for the very subtle prompt not to make my answer very AI specific, because that would be out of date before we're done recording, probably. But I will say that AI, look, it's a reality, and it's going to be here. I think in the near term, I would say that there is probably a flight to strategy that needs to happen, because there's so much more that your clients are able to DIY. Just do it for themselves. And you really have to lean into the strategy. I can give you examples if you'd like of colleagues of ours who, where we've seen it, that AI is a super useful tool, but you have to be sure that you're using it well and that you're using it in a way that expands your team and expands what you can do that your clients aren't able to do for themselves using those same tools that are, of course, available to them either free or really inexpensively.
I really love it. And in fact, with our own SaaS platform that we've been launching, I mean, just based upon the available technology, that's really been our mantra, is be insanely generous in a way that, I mean, you're just kind of eating the lunch of the old ways of doing things, because you, as a solutions provider, can give it away so much more efficiently or free to earn that relationship together. And I have to imagine that with mission-oriented businesses, that should actually be a pretty easy kind of thought process for them.
I think it really depends. One of the things we run into in our own marketing, which is kind of I won't say embarrassing, but it's ironic or funny. Our businesses don't our clients don't necessarily share a lot in common, which just came to mind because I'm not sure there's a across the board blanket answer for all mission-driven businesses. Some of them find AI incredibly useful already, and for others, it's almost like, well, yeah, it helps us write emails, but that's about all it does for us. Which I'm thinking of a real estate investment trust that we work for that has a mission-driven angle. It's just not nearly as big a deal for some businesses as it is for others. Or at least not in terms of their marketing.
Well, Andrew, how do you work with your clients? So your website is andigo.com, andigo.com. And so what does that typically look like?
Because there are both sides of the business, web development work and content marketing, they frequently cross over, and we have a lot of clients for whom we do both. But our relationships tend to be long term, even for project-based clients like folks who are relying on us for website work, website maintenance work, in addition to design and development. And that's because we ourselves lean into the idea that things are always going to improve if you're tracking them over time. A moving picture is better than a snapshot in terms of understanding what's working and what's not. And striving for incremental improvement and a consistent presence in your digital online presence, that matters. That's what's going to move the needle more, I won't say more than anything else, but it's certainly a critical component to whatever you're going to build on top of that. So we typically have ongoing relationships. Many of them are monthly retainer, which are tend to be very flexible. We can put a lot of money towards one thing and then switch it up so that your billing stays pretty constant throughout the year for folks who like to be able to plan ahead like that. And we have ongoing relationships with our clients who are more project-based and use us on an ad hoc basis.
For our friend that's listening right now, and they'd love to maybe get to know you a little bit more. I don't know if you have any free resources or kind of next steps that you'd recommend for someone that's enjoyed the conversation. They're definitely consider themselves in the kind of the mission-driven company category. Where do they go from here?
If they go to our website, two places I'll offer. One, going to our website, in the About section, there is a page with other appearances like this and links to some resources and tools, downloads, etc., that most of which are not even gated. You're welcome to have them, use them. If they're helpful, please let us know. And the other place, then one place that you could let me know that is on LinkedIn, where I am there as Andrew Shulkin.
I will add that you are actually a great follow on LinkedIn, Andrew, because I think you're personable. You're not just kind of broadcasting knowledge, but you inject a lot of humor and personality in it. And I think that that's I've talked with other LinkedIn consultants, and that really is just such a good way to be on that platform. And in I think in particular in an era where people are craving human connection and not just AI generated content, which again just feels very, at times it feels impersonal. Humans are looking to connect with humans, and you do a great job of that.
Oh, thank you so much. Authenticity is really an overused word these days, but it is becoming more and more true that people want some indication that you are a real person and not some AI-generated avatar, which, for all, I hate to get into that conversation because, boy, LinkedIn is just inundated with people who are telling you, well, I can always tell when you're writing with AI. And like, A, why does it matter? And B, no, you can't, I'm sure. But if you're being you, well, there's no AI for that, and there's no competitor in the human world either. You're just you, and you'll find the people who connect with you.
Andrew Shulkind, your website, andigo.com, andigo.com. From the website, certainly all manner of ways of contacting you. And then I think it was under, what was it, under Insights? I think you had some really great, oh, down in the blog, you had some really great resources here as well. So highly recommend someone check that out for some really, really like password safety and security tips, insights, lots of really good, very actionable content here. So, Andrew, great conversation. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks again for having me, Josh.
Thanks for listening to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If your goal is to grow your business, increase revenue, and build authority without gimmicks, this show is designed for you. Each episode gives you practical insight from leaders who have turned trust and credibility into real business results. If you value short, thoughtful conversations that respect your time, make sure you're subscribed. We publish daily 15-minute episodes focused on growth that actually compounds. And if you're interested in being a guest or you want to turn podcast appearances into measurable business growth, visit podverified.com. You can start for free with your Pod Verified score, along with free podcast guest training and a free media kit builder. These tools are built to help you get booked on better shows, deliver stronger interviews, and convert audience trust into revenue. No more desperate sales. You truly can enjoy all the business you like by generously sharing your wisdom. Everything we offer is built by podcasters for guests with a focus on trust, organic growth, and long-term business success. Thanks again for spending your time with us. I'll see you next time.